Thank God you're here. And I really do mean that. I want to start with just a personal word of thanks to everybody. I'm going to move to talking about difficulty, pain, suffering, and gratitude. How does that stuff go together? This is really kind of an example of that. When Become New got started, it was 5 years ago. In fact, I'm getting this all backwards. I should have started with this. This month is our exact 5th year anniversary. And we are coming up on very nearly 1,000 episodes. I cannot believe I have talked enough to fill 1,000 episodes. My wife can believe that, but it's hard for me to believe. But it didn't come out of plan. No strategic team got together and whiteboarded it. It came out of confusion and pain and emptiness and doubt and uncertainty and inadequacy and failure and loss. And friends who said, "No, you got to keep going. Don't give up." And so I did. And initially, it was just me talking into a phone and my buddy Tim sending it out to 20 or 30 people. And then some of you sent it to other people. And then it kept growing. And here we are. And then some people said, "You know, we would help. We'd like to help finance this, we'd like to help fund it." And it's just hard to put into words what that means, what that meant, what that means. So I'm so grateful, and I know many of you folks who are just core from the start or are joining now are going through loss, difficulty, pain, and we are the Fellowship of the Withered Hand. So just thank you. Thank you for joining. Thanks for being a part. Thanks for listening. It gives me a chance to do something that I love to do, and often to have conversations with people that are so meaningful. And then to know there's a team of you that are praying for folks and people who get prayed for that will share with me. I got sent this prayer, somebody's praying for me, and I'm keeping it on my phone because it means so much. And for everybody who is giving, your generosity is both a source of enormous personal encouragement and it keeps us going. We have very exciting plans for this coming year. There's a formation newsletter that we're hoping will serve people who lead in those fields. It brings together key learnings in spirituality, community, theology, psychology, philosophy. So that could be really cool. We're also wanting to do a long-form podcast. Sometimes I'll talk with people for an hour or something. I love doing that because there's great learning involved for me. But I know it's like way too long if you sign on and you think this is going to be 12 minutes and then it's going to be more than an hour. Well, I think we could create its own vehicle for those kind of conversations that could be really exciting too. But for all of that, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to say a few words about gratitude and difficulty and suffering. We often think that those two things are incompatible, and it's kind of strange. The less people suffer, the more they tend to think that. And we live in a day where we try to make the reduction of suffering a real big goal. And with technology and education and affluence, often we can do that. I was at a concert a while ago. Steve Martin, who you might know, comedian, he's also a very skilled bluegrass banjo player, was talking in between songs. And he said, tongue in cheek, often for those of us who are artists, our art comes out of our deep, deep pain. This next song I wrote, and I call it My Masseuse Is Too Chetty, which I thought was quite funny. But the reality, and the human race has always known this, is very often deep suffering, deep pain, and deep gratitude go together. We're coming up on the holiday of Thanksgiving, and often in our minds, if we think about that event historically at all, we just picture this happy little dinner. But what a lot of people may not know is that initially that first group of pilgrims that came over, and they came over because their practice of the faith in England, because they had separated from the Church of England when that was not a legal thing to do. It created a lot of pain. They lived in exile in the Netherlands for about 12 years and then came here, 102 people. And in that first year with the trip and that first year here, almost half of them died. I was reading that only three of those families did not bury a mom or a dad or a parent or a child in that first year. And so that gratitude and suffering went real deep. And I was thinking about the most surprising thank you in the Bible. I've talked in this series about the worst thank you in the Bible, but I'll tell you what I think is the most surprising thank you in the Bible. And it was delivered on a real somber night before great suffering. Jesus gathered his friends together and they celebrated what was called a Passover meal. And he said, I have eagerly desired to experience this Passover with you, to celebrate this Passover with you. And then we're told, this is in Luke chapter 22, verse 17, then he took a cup and after giving thanks, gave instructions, and he took the bread and after giving thanks, in those final hours before he knew that he was to die, a death that was not just physically excruciating and utterly humiliating in terms of his reputation, but spiritually he would experience a kind of God-forsakenness. My God, why have you forsaken me? He would say on a cross in a way that nobody like you or me could ever fully plumb. In that moment, he pauses to say, thank you. The prayer that would be offered in those moments would be, blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the world, who has created the fruit of the vine. And I think about thanking God for the bread in that moment. The typical kind of prayer when I was growing up for food would be, you know, thank you and bless this food to the nourishment of my body. And if I was Jesus, I would be thanking my body that is about to be crucified, about to die a death of horrible torture on a cross. And it's precisely in that moment that he pauses to say, thank you to God. That, I think, is the most surprising thanks in the Bible. And it goes together with his great suffering and is part of the story. The verb that's used in that story to give thanks, eucharisteo, that little particle eu, we use like a eulogy to speak well of somebody, and then charis, charisma, to have charisma, that's the word for grace. So that meal is called the Eucharist, and it is simultaneously remembering the greatest suffering that anybody has ever gone through, and that somehow all the suffering, your suffering right now, I'm thinking about a lot of you individually. I will not say names, but I'm thinking them. And then everybody listening, your suffering somehow God chose to take on himself in human form on a cross. And that name, the Eucharist, is the combination of that enormous suffering and that enormous gratitude. He took the bread. Thank you. Took the cup. Thank you. I think of the aroma of bread. When I was growing up, my grandmother lived with us and she would make banana bread and it was so good. She made it with no walnuts, just as the Bible commands. And to this day, when I taste that bread, when I smell that bread, I think of her. Jesus smelled that bread. I wonder if he thought of his mom and when he was a little boy. Thank you, Eucharist, this great suffering together with this great gratitude. They are two streams that are running in our world all the time. And what's amazing is they are running in the heart of God all the time. God who loves Jesus, God who loves you and me, the God of the cross and the God of creation is the God of enormous suffering. He bears all the suffering of the world and the God of enormous gratitude. So Robert Emmons talks about how it's real important to remember when we think about gratitude and suffering, there's a big difference between feeling grateful and being grateful. I cannot make myself feel gratitude. Our emotions are not at the whim of our will. But I can be grateful. I can express gratitude. I can focus my mind on my will, on God. Blessed art thou, God, Lord our God, King of the world. You created every good and perfect gift and summed them all up in Jesus. So today, for a moment, I would invite you, remember suffering. Remember bad moments in your life. Remember a loss. Or maybe remember somebody who is in your life that you know is going through suffering right now. Remember. And then remember Jesus on the cross. And as Nicholas Walterstorff said, the message of Jesus on the cross is that God would rather enter into human suffering, into human unblessedness, than to be the blessed God of an unblessed people. God would rather be there with us. So that's the message. Remember a moment of difficulty, pain, or suffering. And then remember, God was right there with you. God knows, God understands. Part of the message of the cross is not naive optimism. It's not denial. It's not my circumstances will turn out the way that I want them to turn out. It is that there is a cross at the heart of human history. And that the suffering God is a God who is committed to the redemption of all things. Jesus says when he's meeting with his friends, I've eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you, for I will tell you, I will not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And so we eat it to say thank you as we look at the past, and then to look forward to the day when all suffering will be ended and will be redeemed. Thank God you're here.
Hey, I'm Tim. I'm part of the team. And I just wanted to add my voice to John's gratitude message that he shared at the beginning of this video. When we started Become New 5 years ago, I honestly had no idea that it would lead to where it is today, that it would actually become my job. At the time, I was really considering leaving ministry for good. In fact, that was my plan. And when John reached out to me, I sort of said this little prayer in my heart after I got off the phone with him, which was just like, okay, Lord, I'll just do this one more thing. Just one more thing for you, because I love John and I think I can help him. So, and then here I am today. And I actually went on my own Becoming New journey. As I was getting those videos from John, it was like he was sending them to me, and my heart needed reconstruction. My life needed an overhaul of the Holy Spirit, but also of just wise teaching and counsel and leaning into scripture and leaning into honesty and putting into practice all of these teachings that I was getting every day from him. So I just want to say thank you. If you're somebody that supports Become New financially, I just can't thank you enough. It is such a blessing to get to kind of be this funny digital missionary out sending teaching, trying to be a voice of reason and pointing people to Christ in a digital age that is so confusing, so hard to trust anything or believe what you're hearing. And so thank you so much. And we take it very seriously. And we plan to keep distributing these 10-minute teachings every weekday to help ourselves grow spiritually with Christ, but also to help anyone else that wants to grow. It's all completely free, and that's because of a lot of folks like yourself. So if you want to join the mission financially, you can do that at our website. You don't have to, but you can do that at becomenew.com. If you click on the menu, there's a give button that drops down there. But thank you. It's just such an honor and a privilege to be counted among you as we journey with Jesus together in putting him in charge of our spiritual formation.